This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Japanese Prime Minister is apparently going to be taking some time off or resigning because of health issues. In the same moment, we had breaking news that out of Japan, they have a flying car. I don't know if the two are related, but a flying car. We've been waiting for this since Back to the Future 2. Looks like it might be a reality. We have a lot of discussion about insect repellent and how it can kill COVID. We don't want you guys spraying insect repellent around the house or on your food, but we have some good news with insect repellent. A lot of issues coming out of the South with Hurricane Laura and the Lake Charles chemical plant. We'll talk about what chemicals are being exuded into the air and, unfortunately, what that can cause. A lot of debate on Nancy Pelosi's suggestion that the debates get canceled, that Joe Biden does not debate Donald Trump. We knew this was coming. Do the debates even matter at this point? And is that going to be the best primetime television ever if we could finally get those two in a room? I was a little underwhelmed by the whole Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump debate. I didn't like it. It was kind of hard to watch. So I don't even know if I could watch this one. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of news, and I apologize. I don't have all my screens up. Oh, yeah. Coronavirus can travel through the toilet pipes. Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember Porky's. There was a snake. People put snakes in the toilet, and they went up. Apparently, coronavirus can, like, travel through toilet pipes. So, I don't know. It's a crazy day. As you can see, we've got a very, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to get your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, in the fallout of the Jacob Blake shooting, NBA, MLB, Major League Baseball postponed games. So last night was supposed to be the Vegas Golden Knights up against the Canucks. I had to look it up. A Canuck, it's like a Canadian Canuck. It's kind of like the term Brit. Some people think it's inflammatory, and some think it's kind of just kind of a cute thing. So anyway, the Vegas Golden Knights were supposed to play third game of the Canucks, right? Or the Canucks, however you pronounce it. And NHL decided to also postpone their games in light of the Jacob Blake protests, he had gotten shot 7 times when he had walked around his car, looked like he was going in to grab something, allegedly it was a knife, he got shot. So, as sports have kind of done something unprecedented, where they are postponing games as a result of a shooting or a cause, many people kind of didn't realize that there were conventions going on. Okay, I've been watching hockey this whole time, and I apologize. I know I'm in journalism. I know I should be, you know, watching everything going on in the news, political, but I got to tell you, I go to sports to escape the politics. So I didn't really sit and watch the Democratic National Convention, and I haven't been watching the Republican National Convention. But what happened is I was so set, and we were all ready, and we had food, and we were all ready for the game last night, that when the game didn't play, we changed the station. And when we wanted to cover news and watch news, you know, of what was going on with Hurricane or Tropical Storm Laura and whatever, the convention was on. So I caught the tail end, and I caught Ivanka Trump speaking, and she did a great job. She's a great speaker. It was kind of interesting because she almost looked like she was kind of running for office herself. She kept talking about what she and her father did. So I think something there is coming. I think Michelle Obama's going to be running for office, and I think she's going to be running for office. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be those two up against each other one day, because I just see them both in politics, having a huge career in politics. So she did her speech, and then all of a sudden Donald Trump came on. And, you know, all I'm going online and I'm looking online, and all of a sudden all these people who would have been watching the Vegas Knights game or would have been watching hockey is now watching the Republican National Convention. And I could just bet real money that the Donald Trump speech was watched more than any other aspect of any of the conventions yet combined, because there was no hockey. People aren't watching sports right now because the games have been postponed. Well, what happens when you watch a speech? Well, Donald Trump, you know, there was a lot of, you know, fanfare, and there was, oh my gosh, the singing. I need to get the soundtrack, okay? Oh my gosh, all the song, you know, like that Hallelujah song? London, Hallelujah, that one, that they were playing, singing that song, and that was a good song. And then they did La Boheme, and there was so much, like, really good music, and they had fireworks and all that. His speech was long. It was, I don't know, 90 minutes. It was a long, long speech. And you know, mind you, you know, he might have accomplished a lot, but he's not the best, you know, speaker, not the best public speaker. So it was kind of a long speech. But, oh my gosh, people saw it. A lot of people saw it. So he had an audience. He had a captive audience. We weren't watching sports. So there was no sports, so we were watching him. And he was able to reiterate all the things that he had done, whether you believe he did them or not. You know, here we are going, COVID stinks and the economy stinks and I don't know, I don't care, whatever. Just, you know, I don't know, what was it, Calgon Take Me Away, whatever that commercial was. Just, you know, I want to just exit 2020. Yet he had this captive audience going, look, this is what I did. This is what I did before COVID. And this is what I'm still continuing to do. And this is where the stock market is. And so, you know, I just started to wonder if the boycotts that had happened inadvertently just gave Donald Trump one of the biggest pushes he needed this election year. And, you know, you could even wonder if maybe there were some people on the team that thought, you know, that maybe the boycott would help. And I'm not saying this is all planned, but if sports is canceled and, you know, people are ready to go and they want to watch something, and I understand a lot of people do drinking games. You know, people do drinking games whenever President Trump speaks or Biden speaks or Obama speaks. You know, every time somebody says Obamacare, let's do a shot. Or every time, you know, somebody says immigrant, whatever, undocumented, I don't know. China flu, which he said a few times. So any of you guys had a drinking game, I'm sure you stumbled out of the house after you watched that. But you just kind of wonder if, you know, it might have helped. So how much do these conventions help? Usually the conventions have to do, you know, with the base. Usually the conventions focus on the base. But you did have people kind of on the fence that might have gotten reminded about some things or might have kind of gotten their decision solidified that they didn't want to vote for him. So I do think that this time around there might have been a little bit more to these conventions than we would have thought. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember about a year or two ago we were told that we were pronouncing Japanese's prime minister's name incorrectly? Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was, I guess Japan had asked that we actually correct ourselves, and it's supposed to be Abe Shinzo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they said the Japanese people are referred to their family name first, followed by a given name, the same pattern as used in China and Korea. For almost a century and a half, Japanese names have been written in English the opposite way around, with a given name first. So the Japanese government had asked about a year or two ago that it be written as Abe Shinzo, just like Chinese President Xi Jinping and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. But unfortunately, this latest report goes back to the other way of his Shinzo Abe. So I apologize, but if I read it, it's supposed to be Abe Shinzo, so I apologize. But According to CNN, the longest-serving Japanese prime minister in history is resigning, citing health reasons. Apparently, he said, even though there was 1 year to go in my tenure and there are challenges to be met, I have decided to stand down as prime minister. This was at a press conference in Tokyo. Adding that he would like to apologize to the people of Japan for being unable to fulfill his duties during the coronavirus pandemic. Apparently, he suffers from colitis, a non-curable inflammatory bowel disease. I'm not sure exactly what kind of colitis. There's multiple kinds. It's an inflammation of the colon. And this was a factor in his sudden resignation as prime minister back in 2007. He had ended his first term just over a year. He had been in Keio University Hospital in Tokyo for his second hospital visit in a week. He says, for almost 8 years, I controlled my chronic disease. However, this year in June, I had a regular checkup, and there was a sign of the disease. I made a judgment that I should not continue my job as prime minister. I need to fight the disease and need to be treated. He had been reelected after his first resignation in 2007. He was reelected back in 2012. And then since then, he won a landslide third term in 2017, a fourth term in 2019. He has a right-leaning liberal Democratic Party. I believe, fractured the Democratic Party that split into two in 2017. So he leaves, though, the Liberal Democratic Party in control of both houses of parliament, large majority in the lower house of representatives. So not sure if an LDP is going to succeed him. Japan is not a quote-unquote presidential system. Apparently the country's leader is chosen by parliamentarians. So we'll see what happens, and he's going to stay in office until his successor is chosen. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on in terms of his health. You know, was it a tumor? Was it? But for him to resign, that obviously means there's something that is pretty serious. Apparently, Shinzo had said, Japan is no longer the Japan of the past. We have succeeded in completely breaking through the wall of resignation. So he's been pretty popular with his Abenomics. And it included three arrows: massive monetary stimulus, increased government spending, and structural reforms. And so they believe that this had, you know, boosted the economy, boosting customer and investor confidence. As you remember, the tsunami and the Fukushima disaster really, really hurt them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, the markets responded negatively to the news, but from what I understand, they've been bouncing back. So you guys probably have been following it more than I, because I've been on air, so I haven't been able to discuss it or even look. And what's been kind of distracting me is this flying car. Japan's flying car gets off the ground, and there was a person in it. There was a person in it. Oh, my gosh. So we have been waiting for the Back to the Future prediction that there would be flying cars by the year 2015. If you guys remember, Back to the Future 2 came out in the 80s, and we were supposed to have Jaws, I don't know, 27, Rocky 30, Nike Air that would blow us up, and I'd be able to, I guess, make us jump, hoverboards. I think the Cubs might have won the World Series again, not too sure, and then we're supposed to have flying cars. So people want flying cars, and the company's name is SkyDrive. Japan's SkyDrive Inc., among the myriads of the flying car projects around the world, has carried out a successful, though modest, test flight, and a person was on board. In a video shown to reporters on Friday, a contraption that looked like a slick motorcycle with propellers lifted several feet off the ground and hovered in a netted area for 4 minutes. Tomohiro Fukuzawa, sorry again about my mispronunciation, heads the SkyDrive effort, said he hopes a flying car could be made into a real-life product by 2023, but he acknowledged that making it safe was critical. Would you guys actually get into a flying car? I get scared even getting into an airplane. I just don't get it. I understand there's drift and lift and propulsion, and my husband's a pilot, and I don't get it. It's heavy. It's like the Titanic. You know, when you watch the movie, they're like, oh, but the Titanic can't sink because it's unsinkable. He said it's made of steel. I can assure you it'll sink. And I'm like, you got a plane, and you got all that metal, and you got all these people up. I mean, I fall down on the ground just standing up. So I'm like 5 feet from the ground, and I fall. imagine being 500. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I will fly in planes. I try not to think about it, and I just trust that, you know, God's helping it along. But I don't think I'm going to get into my own, flying car that I have to operate by myself. I mean, I trust pilots. Pilots know what they're doing. Apparently, they get the whole physics. I was a bio major. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So they say of the world's more than 100 flying car projects, only a handful has succeeded with a person on board. They say, I hope many people will want to ride it and feel safe. I will pass. The machine so far can fly for just 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, I wonder if you need a charge. I mean, I don't get it. But that could then turn into 30 minutes. It'll have more potential, including exports to places like China. Unlike airplanes and helicopters, eVTOL, which is electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, offer quick point-to-point personal travel, at least in principle. They could do away with the hassle of airports and traffic jams and the cost of hiring pilots, and they could fly automatically. This is cool stuff, guys. It really is cool. I am scared to death, but it's cool. Battery sizes, they say air traffic control and other infrastructure issues are among the many potential challenges to commercializing them. Many things have to happen, according to Sanjeev Singh, professor at the Robotics Institute of Carnegie Mellon University, who co-founded the Near Earth Autonomy near Pittsburgh, which is also working on an eVTOL aircraft. If they cost $10 million, no one's going to buy them. If they fly for 5 minutes, no one's going to buy them. If they fall out of the sky every so often, no one's going to buy them. He said that in a telephone interview. He's right. If these suckers fall out of the sky, I'm not even going to go outside. I don't want one of these things falling on me. So they need to make it cheaper. It also needs to get, I mean, where I might do it is, well, see, here's, okay, so here's all the problem here. Okay, when you fly one of these, it's not like you could get up and go to the bathroom. I mean, I know you really can't go to the bathroom in your car either, I guess. I guess that's not as important. But, you know, I'm thinking I would like something like this to fly to L.A. I go to L.A. a lot. So I would love to fly my own car to L.A. I don't need to fly to work because the drive isn't really that bad, and I love driving. I love driving. But I mean, let me fly to L.A. The problem is I have to stop to pee a couple times. The SkyDrive project began humbly as a volunteer project called Cartivator in 2012. With funding by top Japanese companies, including automaker Toyota, electronic company Panasonic, and video game developer Bandai Namco. So the demonstration flight 3 years ago went poorly, but it has improved, and the project recently received another round of funding. How much money did they get? $3.9 billion. That kind of money is being invested into this. The Japanese government is bullish on the Jetsons vision with a roadmap for business. Oh, yeah, the Jetsons. Meet your Jetson, Jane, his wife. Yeah, the Jetsons had flying cars. The Flintstones. The Flintstones used a dinosaur. That was different, yeah. So you had the Flintstones and you had the Jetsons. It was some big dichotomy, whatever. So anyway, apparently they want to be able to have this for commercial use by the 2030s. I would like to see this in my lifetime. Experts are comparing the buzz over flying cars to the days when the aviation industry got started with the Wright brothers and the auto industry with the Ford Model T. Oh, people must have lost their mind when they saw the car. They probably freaked out and said, no, I trust my horse. And all of a sudden, everybody else got a car. And then they tried to get a car. But that was the thing with Ford. They had to make it, they had to make it affordable. If only the rich people were buying it, that would make people hate it more. So they had to make sure that it was something that, you know, everybody could get. Very, very cool. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rally in Washington, D.C. is going on for equality and justice. Martin Luther King III says his father's dream has not been fulfilled.
Today, we commemorate the March on Washington to jobs and freedom in 1963, where my father declared his dream. But we must never forget the American nightmare of racist violence.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed by a mob waiting outside the White House if it weren't for police. The senator saying the mob attempted to push through the police in order to get to him and his wife. Paul also says they were chanting "Say Her Name" in reference to Breonna Taylor.
But I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids.
This is USA Radio News. The Illinois teen charged with killing two Kenosha riders had his extradition hearing scheduled for Friday pushed back to September 25th. The 17-year-old faces five felony charges, including first-degree murder. The teen, among several people there to protect people's businesses that nights before had been rioted and looted. Tropical Depression Laura is continuing to cause havoc as it moves through the South. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Tennessee now getting torrential rains from what was a very strong Hurricane Laura, now a tropical depression. The storm has maximum sustained winds of about 30 miles an hour, but it's still a huge rainmaker. And it left behind a trail of destruction in Louisiana, where at least six people were killed by the storm, hundreds of homes and businesses destroyed, trees toppled, and power lines are down, with many people still without power.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, when I was on air yesterday, apparently Nancy Pelosi had made a statement saying that there shouldn't be any debates. She doesn't think there should be debates this election period. I'm paraphrasing. And basically suggested that Biden should not be debating Trump. Well, the media ran with it. And it was something that we've kind of discussed on the show where, you know, with everything going on with, you know, the elections and mail-in ballots and whatever, I think we need to, you know, see a debate and see, you know, how they spar. And you know, it's a competition. You know, when the Olympics had to be put off, you know, and you saw games get postponed and preseason football get postponed because of COVID, you know, a lot of things changed. And the election couldn't be postponed because, you know, people threw a fit and they, I think they're all freaked out that, you know, this could go on forever with coronavirus. But remember, an election isn't just about votes. An election is a competition. And one of the parts to the competition, like a decathlon, is the debate. And so I've always been for there being a debate. Not because I think one person is going to look smarter than the other or whatever. That's not what wins an election. Okay? Somebody being a good debater, somebody who speaks well, it helps, but that's not really what sways voters. And it's very interesting. I think people are looking at the whole debate thing incorrectly. You know, I've talked about Donald Trump and some of his accolades and some of his criticisms. And, you know, one thing that Donald Trump is not going to go down in history for is one of the best orators, okay? You know, when he gives a speech and he goes off the cuff, he's just not a very good public speaker. He's more of a doer, all right? And we've had presidents that, you know, maybe they could, you know, say, ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. And maybe they could come up with those bites and be really, really, you know, and it'd be, you know, historical. But we've had a lot of presidents where they just might not be that good a speaker. Bill Clinton could speak. Ronald Reagan could speak, all right? Donald Trump, he speaks. You might like his content if you support him, but he's not the best. He just doesn't have that oomph, that dazzle. So when people are saying, well, you know, you have to debate Trump, you have to debate Trump. You know, I there should be a debate. Like I said, if we're going to go through with this election, then all parts to the decathlon have to be there. I mean, you know, you can't just pick and choose. But, you know, debate speaking isn't so much a strong point. He does, however, supersede many by his lack of filter. And his boom, getting to the punch. And so a debate, as long as he doesn't have to portray some sort of, you know, presidential wisdom or whatever, as long as he doesn't have to, you know, appear to fill a role, if he just has to bat, you know, attacks out the ballpark, I think he can do pretty well, and I think it's going to be very, very entertaining. Now we have Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a career politician. He can speak, but when he speaks, he's had some issues. Right? There's been some faux pas. There's been some gaffes. He will bring up other, but like Ronald Reagan, or he'll bring up other politicians, and you know, sometimes he seems to go off on a tangent. I don't know what happened, but during one of his speeches, he talked about legs or curly hair or something. I don't know what he was talking about. And so he loses people. But that's not a reason to not debate, okay? You know, if you have already this sort of characterization online that you are hiding in a basement, which he's not. I don't think he appreciates anybody saying that, but it makes it look like the Democratic Party is trying to keep him away from the camera. You know, and he doesn't go for the debate, he's in trouble. I mean, I say he debates. All right? And I think he will be able to debate. He held his own up against Kamala Harris during the primary. Joe Biden can debate. The problem is I think they're worried that it's going to give the media more meat to go after him. Because if he does do a gaffe, or if he does mention Ronald Reagan, or I'm running against Joe Biden, or whatever the heck else he got caught saying. You see, what Trump has done is he's made his gaffes old news. Now, when somebody says, well, Trump said this, they're like, what else is new? You know, Trump kind of, remember, he kind of got this. I don't want to say he got it. He might have always had it, you know, with his personality. But remember, he was the one that kind of took over the whole Chris Christie role during the primary. Chris Christie was the one that was, like, saying whatever. You know, like we talked about Superstorm Sandy. I think he was the one that said, guys, you know, if we tell you to get out, you get the blank out. I mean, you know, he had that, you know, no nonsense, I'm just going to say it like it is. And it started to work for Chris Christie until Donald Trump got on the stage and he did the same thing. And then Chris Christie kind of lost his, that was kind of his thing. That was his shtick. So you couldn't have two of them. And Donald Trump sailed, and Donald Trump, for some reason, was able to capture, you know, most of the voters, ends up winning the primary. Joe Biden does hold his own on the stage, but can he hold his own up against Donald Trump. Well, if I was Joe Biden's political strategist or his, you know, speech maker or his, I know I'd be like, here, big bold letters, that's what you say. But if I was, I mean, I would love to see, I love strategy and I love the whole game of elections. It's exhausting and I can't wait for this election year and this COVID year to end. Trust me, I am so ready for a vacation. But I would be like, okay, look, you know, let's play offense. Right? Let's put Trump on the defense. He might be able to bat things out of the ballpark, but if it's a weak answer, you could then capitalize on that. And I would give Joe Biden little sound bites. And people have asked me, why is Joe Biden needing all this extra care when he speaks? I don't know. I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't know if it's just he's been in politics so long and the field has kind of changed. So some of his old sound bites and things that he said and narrative just doesn't work anymore in the age of Trump and tweets and saying it like it is. But, you know, Joe Biden is a little old school. And you have new, younger voters. You have a whole new landscape. You cannot have a misstep. You can't go, oh, I meant this, or excuse me, I meant this. Every single thing is caught, taken out of context. And so the same thing that's happened to Donald Trump is also happening to Joe Biden. So it's like, you know, everybody gets attacked, okay? The liberals, conservatives, they all get attacked by media. So maybe the conservatives more so, but still. So Joe Biden used to not have to watch everything he said. Joe Biden could make a speech, run for office, whatever. And he could hug somebody or smell their hair or whatever. Now it's all over the place. Trump has kind of already built this, look, I was an outsider. I do my own thing. I like the ladies. What of it? So if somebody says Trump hit on a woman, there's like nobody's jumping on that. Nobody, you know, if Trump says something that is off color, or he goes, I'd never date her, or whatever, there's a fatigue that's already happening with those things. I mean, it's not news anymore because those who support Trump support him, those who don't support Trump don't. So the debate has to be about the middle, and there is still a middle, and the people that are undecided. And the debate has to be what is going to sway them. And what are they looking for? Well, if they're worried about the coronavirus, if they're worried about their business getting shut down, if they're worried about mandatory masks that are going to affect their business, if they're kind of worried about they're going to have to pay for free college, then those are the things that Joe Biden needs to, you know, hit. Just talk to the middle. And he might get through it, you know? Either way, it's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mark David Chapman is back in the news. Some of you guys don't recognize the name. Many of you cringe when you hear those three names, Mark David Chapman. He's the one that killed John Lennon. But he's been in jail, and he has been denied parole for the 11th time. He murdered John Lennon outside his New York apartment in 1980, just, I guess, hours after he got an autograph from him. He has been denied parole for the 11th time. A parole board at Wend Correction Facility near Buffalo, New York, has denied Chapman's release, though detailed reasons have not been given. He will have to wait 2 years before applying for parole again. His wife, Yoko Ono, who was with him when he was shot 4 times by Chapman, has long opposed parole and submitted comments to the parole board that were consistent with the prior letters, according to her lawyer, Jonas Herbstman. Chapman was sentenced to 20 years to life imprisonment and first became eligible for parole in 2000, because this happened in 1980. Prison officials published a transcript of the 10th hearing in 2018. In it, Chapman said, 30 years ago, I couldn't say I felt shame, and I know what shame is now. It's where you cover your face. You don't want to, ask for anything. He had previously said that he killed Lennon for fame and notoriety. I felt that by killing John Lennon, I would become somebody, and instead of that, I became a murderer, and murderers are not somebodies, he said in 2010. He chose John Lennon, he said, because he seemed more accessible to me. That his apartment building wasn't as cloistered as other celebrities. If it wasn't Lennon, it could have been somebody else, he said. So in 2018, he spoke of an internal tug of war over whether to carry out the killing, which he did hours after he had met Lennon and got a record autographed. He said, I was too far in. I do remember having the thought of, hey, you have got the album now. Look at this. He signed it. Just go home. But there was no way I was just going to go home. He said he's religious, and has said he would like to work with a minister if he was released. He is still married to his wife, Gloria, following their marriage 18 months before Lennon's killing. I always kind of wonder about that. People who married a killer. I mean, I get the whole, stand by your man, but not... Look, I love my husband. But if he killed somebody, I don't know. I don't know if I could stay married to somebody who killed somebody. I mean, and vice versa. I think if I ever did something, I don't see my husband staying with me either. I love him to death, and, I stand by him when he, makes a decision to, get, Captain Crunch instead of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I think is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. I think Captain Crunch is one of the most disgusting tasting cereals I've ever had. I'm sorry. I know it's the most popular. I'm not trying to do a commercial for them. I just don't like the taste. And I just don't understand why my husband will choose Captain Crunch. But I stand by my man. I vowed I would be married to him until death do us part. I don't necessarily have to be married to him if, God forbid, he ever commits a crime or vice versa. And, my husband knows that, too. If I'm in jail, conjugal visits in jail, I don't think are really, really good. And I think they're taped. I don't know how conjugal visits work. And so, I told him, if you have to marry somebody else, but I just not planning on being in jail, and I don't think he's planning either. But I just find that fascinating when you have somebody that's still married to them. I mean, your life is ruined. Your life, but you know what? I don't know. It's interesting. Celebrities, I would never consider myself a celebrity. There's varying degrees of celebrity, and I never thought of myself as one, and I, love, going, to Walmart and eating out and talking to people, and I'll give autographs. And, when you're in radio, people don't necessarily know what you look like. I've done a lot of TV stuff, but at first, nobody really knew what I look like if it wasn't for looking me up, and seeing the picture. And then I'm like, now that I saw that, I can't, she sounded a lot sexier. Now, I don't sound sexy, by the way. I think I have the worst voice ever. I sound as unsexy as they come. But people, might have some sort of image of me. Then they see how I look. But I gotta tell you, it scared me when I started to have stalkers and I had somebody come into my house. There are people out there. There are stalkers. There are, and I caution a lot of the younger people on this whole idea of celebrity status. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. Now people post on social media, and we talked about this. Everybody wants to be a journalist. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. They want to have followers. They want to have fans. It's addictive. You've had people that have never even thought of, going into show business, and then they end up, getting some followers, or somebody likes one of their posts, and then they get the itch. And I hear that, and people will tell me, oh my gosh, I have almost 2,000 followers, looked after Dolly, and I'm like, that's cool, that's great. And I'm like, are you really ready to ride that roller coaster? I mean, is that something you really want to do? I don't know if that's, because then you start to get depressed if somebody doesn't, like you or follow you, or, you need to have thick skin, you need to be ready for the bumps, you need to be ready for people that hate you, but you also have to be prepared that there's going to be some real sick individuals, like John Hinckley Jr., wanting to kill the president to get the attention of Jodie Foster. There are individuals out there, kill President Reagan, there are individuals out there that have the most weirdest sense of reality. And they've disassociated with the reality that we know. And they're in a different world. And who knows, maybe our world is the one that's wrong. And, you know, I mean, you have so many people with quote-unquote mental illness. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're around so many of them, you start to think, well, wait a second, maybe am I wrong? You know, you start to doubt yourself. But you have some people that think that it's like their duty or that God told them to kill somebody. And you're like, what? Where did you get this from? And, you know, a lot of celebrities might, you know, get a sense of, look, you know, I want to be around people. I don't like being walled up. I want to talk to people. And some of them also like the, you know, they like being asked for an autograph, you know, or they like the attention. You know, and I've seen it. I live in Vegas, so we see celebrities all the time. You know, and people with their entourages and all that and everything. And it is. I could see how it's a lift, and I could see how people kind of like it, you know. And it is. I love it when people ask me for my autograph or they want to take a picture with me. It's cool. But unfortunately, for every, you know, instance of you know, fun or excitement, there's other things going on. There's a whole another dimension going on where, you know, people could be, you know, planning something and I really caution those that have the sort of celebrity status where they don't have 24-hour security. You know, and here's John Lennon, I mean, the Beatles. I mean, so you would think that somebody like him could afford to have 24/7 security, and I'm not exactly sure what the security situation was for him at the time, but, you know, he stepped out with his wife. I believe it was broad daylight. You know, and he thought that he could at least enjoy, you know, his neighborhood, at least enjoy, and nope, there was somebody planning. And there are people always planning, you know, and it's not an easy thing. And, you know, you might think, well, you know, gosh, you know, my TikTok video, my YouTube video, I mean, nobody really cares. You don't know. It's somebody might just pick you, and there's no rhyme or reason, because again, when somebody has that severe degree of mental illness, they're not using the logic that you are. You know, you would think and be like, no, they'd be more concerned about Taylor Swift or Katy Perry. No, it might be you, because again, they think you're accessible. Look at just what Mark David Chapman even admitted it. He went after John Lennon because John Lennon seemed more accessible. So I just caution anybody that, you know, really wants to become an overnight star and have fans and celebrities without the money coming with it for you to, from here on out, decades later, have security, rethink it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.